Blog Talk Radio.
I came up out the darkness, searching for light. I know home is where my heart is, but now nothing seems right. I try to make peace and cut my losses and carry on somehow, but I've come much too far and it's too late to turn back.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm pushing through. You know, my bed's calling me, but I'm here. How are you?
My bed telling me to get the hell out of it. So, yeah, yours calling, mine saying get out.
Yeah, why is this calling me? My body is tired, but I already know. Yeah, I won't. Most likely, when I lay down, I won't be able to sleep because that's the story of my life. But mine still be going. My body still be going. So
I definitely know how that feels. It sucks when you're tired and you can't wind down, and it's a nightmare.
Right. Absolutely. Speaking of peace of mind, I guess we got the right show for today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, people, welcome to Therapy Thursday. We're going to be discussing the importance of peace. Why is it missing in the Black community, and how do we get it back? Join the conversation. All questions and comments are welcome. Don't forget, you can always call in at 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. We're going to do like we usually do and try to break it down in different, areas that pertain to life. Situations or things that are going on in this crazy world today. So.
Right. You know, like the late, great Curtis Mayfield said, we got to have peace. You know, it's a strange world we're living in. No matter which direction you point in, there is some chaos. And peace, you know, is the absence of confusion, you know, the absence of chaos, you know, that's that place that we like to go to appreciate the love and the happiness that we, you know, that we get out of life. So I figured it's a good time just to promote it. And let's ask ourselves, you know, why in the hell is it missing? You know, and how do we get it back?
Yep. And I mean, when you're at peace and around you is peaceful, you get a whole lot more done. The outcome of things and when you're trying to do things work a whole lot better. Unfortunately, we live in a world where we have so much hate and destruction coming from all different areas. Let's look at the riots and the protests. We've had some peaceful protests, and I feel like it was peaceful and the message was heard. Now being heard And when something's done about it, it's a completely different story. But, I mean, I think it was her. My mother always taught me a long time ago, and I've actually watched her in certain situations where it is so chaotic and you have a whole bunch of things going on, and she's like the calm in this middle of this storm. And whatever she set out to do, to accomplish in that moment of chaos, she's able to do, and other people are still scrambling, trying to figure it out. You know, I remember this one time, my brother, he had a riot at his school, his elementary school. He was in 7th or 8th grade, and you know, this is around the time when cell phones first started becoming a big thing. Not necessarily recording, having cell phones. And you had everybody grabbing a cell phone, like the kids grabbing cell phones, of course, to call their parents, because it's complete chaos. It's a whole bunch of fighting. Staff doesn't really have it under control. So now, therefore, the kids is nowhere near, you know, in control. And the ones that's not a part of it is scared. And a couple of people called my mom. A couple of other students and stuff called my mom. And we walked into that school, and you saw parents, you know, students all in the hallway. Certain ones still fighting and arguing. You had parents not only getting involved with the kids' stuff, but you had, you know, them yelling at the staff and stuff, like it's the staff's fault. And my mom, she just came through. She walked through calm, put me to the principal's office, went in. The principal came out. Out of all the people that were sitting there yelling and doing all that extra stuff, he looked at my mom, called her right in, and she was able to talk and see what was going on, what was getting done about it, and get her child and a couple other kids out of the chaos and go. And you still had other parents, you know, and other people just in a whole bunch of chaos. Now, if people would have came in like they had some sense, and don't get me wrong, when you get a call and you don't know what's going on, it's going to be some type of panic. But when you go into a place and you see it's complete chaos and panic, you don't add to it. You know, I mean, that's how it makes it worse. So now you're becoming part of the problem that they're trying to contain, and you make it worse. My mom was, and I just looked at her, and I just know me being the age that I was a teenager then, and I was looking like I probably would have been down there going off too. But that's why she was the adult and I was the child.
Yeah.
Because she was able to go in calm. And you got to look at it too. When people are acting a certain way, like we said last show, people are watching. So that's why I think I'm able to be somewhat calm in certain, not all. A mom could be calm in all situations. Me, some situations, I'm calm because I think back of my mother always instilled that in us, and then I seen her do it as well. Because, you know, you can't sit up there and beat something in somebody's head, do this, do this, do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, and then turn around and do the complete opposite. So not only was my mother was able to tell us that, she also showed on more than one occasion. That was one of them that was, like, huge. Because just imagine you a teenager walking in with your mom, and you still see part of the school rioting, like fights breaking out, stuff torn down. Like, I'm saying, these little kids was bugging. But, yeah. And my mom was just able to come in, like, who's in charge? Let's, you know, and had that conversation. Within 15, 20 minutes, we were out of there, you know. And when we was walking out, the same knuckleheads that was sitting there yelling and arguing and all of that, you know, was still out there doing the same thing.
Yeah, because you got to – well, mom was moving as a peacekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately that means she remembered the purpose – to to come figure out what's going on and put things in his rightful place regarding you so she can go back to work and whatever it is she had to go do. Because mm-hmm. all the back and forth, all the doing all the negative and engaging in all the wildness, that's chaos.
Yes.
That's where the whole term comes from, no justice, no peace. You can't have peace unless you go through that process of establishment. Sometimes it gets bloody. Sometimes you got to get a little out of pocket. But you have to, but she went in, said, let me resolve this issue and just be done with it. Right? She ain't going there wilding out. Because you got to remember, some people are just wilding out not to get things resolved so we can get back to peaceful coexistence. They're in there wilding out because they just in their feelings.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Yep. And eventually they end up having to call the cops down there because now you have a whole bunch of children and a whole bunch of adults that's, you know, uncontrollable. And that's where things go wrong at. You know?
Yeah.
Can you picture that situation right there in 2020 or 2021? Can you imagine that chaotic thing? It would have been way more, like, terrible. Like, it would have been bloodshed. I mean, some people probably would have lost their lives. It would have, you know, that chaotic scene. And it was chaotic. I'm saying, just imagine, like, you're going through a concert and you got to squeeze through people to get to the office. But imagine that type of scene now, where, as you can see, when we get ready to have a protest already, before anything, when we talk about having a protest, before we even get there, the police are lined up and ready to act up.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have went a completely different way. You know, than it did then, you know, so.
Yep.
Well,
looking at the black community, just off the top of your head, what do you think is causing the lack of peace?
Common sense. I'm just saying. certain people, for one, people aren't thinking before they do because the instant gratification. This is what you want, and sometimes you got to go through a longer channel to get a certain result. And sometimes people want certain things right then and there, or how it's going to make them feel right then and there. They're not looking at all the other things. You know, they're taking a gamble, a risk that we can't afford as people to take. So that's the second thing is the togetherness. You know, the banding together, the support of people coming together and following through, because when it's a trend and people mentioning it, or if it's a way to profit in a money-wise way, people are there momentarily. But they don't know they have so much to gain in a long run, you know, as far as how things will be better if they stuck together and stuck through with it. And people not utilizing their resources, educating themselves. When you have one person that come and think they know everything, and they the loudest, not really saying nothing, and trying to put something together, and don't completely know what they're doing, it just sounded like a good idea. And you have that group of people following them, it's the blind leading the blind. and it always goes wrong. Instead of somebody saying, oh, I got an idea. So now I need to find someone that's good at this, someone else that's good at that, someone else is good in this department, and just really sitting and thinking, okay, I want to organize this. So I need to find certain people that's good, and this is what they do in those areas. This is their level of expertise. So let me get these people, and let's all band together and able to put our input together, and not just me being the leader just to be able to tell people what to do and be in some type of control. Actually let each person that you bring into something contribute, because that's why you call them, for their influence, or they're good at something, or that's just their level of expertise or whatever. That's why you call them in. So let them do their part. Actually have a plan and communicate every step along the way. And then things will get done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a whole plan. It's an entire structure in place to keep you from not having peace in your community. You're gathered up in row homes, so you're all over top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're not giving adequate economic opportunity. So all the people who are gathered on top of each other can go find good work and at least be able to buy the stuff that they need. You are not giving access to healthy food and resources and medical stuff, right? So you can't mm-hmm. keep up with yourself. You're eating all the wrong foods. All this cheap processed crap is in your community, so it's making you sick slowly, and it's making you agitated. You're feeding your kids garbage so they go to school hyped up, so they're not learning properly. And you give criminals, that's in every society, but we're talking about our society of black people. We're giving them access to guns through straw purchasing. We're giving them access to dope by we don't make dope. That's brought here and we buy it. And the whole purpose of us buying is because it's capital. It's money. It's cash. It's a way out of the hood. So when you add all those elements, how the hell you gonna have peace? Not enough jobs. Not enough medical care. Not enough this. Not enough that. You got so many not enoughs. How could you possibly have enough peace? And it's designed that way. That's why, the prison to school pipeline is a real thing. They know how many beds to build based off of third to fourth grade test scores. So where's the peace at? So we have to, now knowing all these things, what are we going to do about it? We have to maneuver out of it. We got to not be a statistic. We have to do things differently. We have to push our kids. We have to push ourselves further. Peace is something that at this point in the game, you see, we got to fight for it.
Yeah.
Right? It should be something that's awarded to us just for breathing. But no, we got to fight for it in this country. Because you can't have freedom and not have peace. Because they go hand in hand. And let's be honest, there's many of us that truly aren't free. So, it's sad that all that's going on in the black community, with us fighting each other. Then we got to fight the people who are coming in. Then we got to fight the people who are supposed to protect us. So we're fighting when we got time for peace.
Absolutely. And that's why I always...
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's why I always say we run around trying to tell other people how to treat us, and we don't know how to treat our own selves. We cannot only have an issue with something when it's someone else doing it to us. You start within, and then you work your way out. And that's how we'll be able to come together and fight the fight together. You know, you can't be walking, protesting one day, and then the next day you arguing with, you and your neighbor protesting one day, and the next day y'all arguing with each other, ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And it goes to what we talked about on the facts over feeling show. We have to get better at conflict resolution within ourselves. Right? Oh man, I literally watched several arguments when it snowed. Yo, I put a trash can there. Why you take my spot? Bubba was about to fight. Right? Dudes live across the street from each other fighting for the same spot. One dude took the time to dig it out and he put a trash can there, went to the store, came back, and somebody put the trash can on the sidewalk and took the spot. Okay, I mean, unfortunately, that's not your parking spot. I get it, you put the work in, but, you know, you can't be ready to fight somebody over a fucking parking spot.
Thank God for off-street parking, I swear.
So it's just little stupid stuff, you know, and then the gossiping and all the little stupid things that's happening in our community creates chaos. And if there's chaos, there can't be peace. Peace and chaos can't occupy the same space. It just can't.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, it just doesn't work that way. Okay, we got a question and a comment. Okay, let's go with the question, then I'll read her comment. Lady Wren, says, is structural racism a part of the lack of peace in the hood?
Well, yeah, it's part. I mean, we have a system that's I always say that we're born already with at least one strike against us. The issue is that whether it's programs, education, the injustice system. I missed that show. We got to rerun that one day. You know, it doesn't work out in our favor. They have certain things set in place for us to fail. Just like look at the laws with, you know, how much time. You know, you commit a crime and the punishment don't fit the crime. Or you're guilty before you even get your day in court. And you know, and that's part of it because part of that breaks up families. Just think about that. Not having certain education is going to prohibit us from getting certain jobs. Even if we got the education, certain people not going to hire us. Just because this is just a lot of things that are put in place to kind of hold us back. And that's why we have to, you know, make our own companies, you know, make our own companies, hire our own people. Don't let anybody come build something in your neighborhood if they can't hire the people in your neighborhood, because they do that all too often too. You could come and make money off the people in the neighborhood, but don't hire the people in the neighborhoods. Go to those PTA meetings and stuff about those programs and stuff. We have to fight a little bit harder to get certain things that we should have. Certain things that we're supposed to get. But let's not forget about that. Because when you don't know the laws and you don't know, you know, what's in these bills and stuff that they're passing, you know, then when you're supposed to get it, you don't get it, you don't know. Until you see somebody else with it. That's usually how it works. You see another community, a richer community or something with something, you'd be like, oh, well, why we don't have that? But you were supposed to have it. And you didn't know because you don't know what's in these bills. Or because they put a little test program out and people didn't, you know, jump on it and utilize it.
But yeah, the system has a whole lot to do with why there's no peace in the community. Because let's be honest, and it's not justification, it's just a fact. When it comes to certain things, when you're put in certain conditions, some people behave a certain way, or they have to resort to certain things.
Yep, that is the truth. And, you know, it's not just structural, it's institutional racism that plagues the black community. And, you know, the interpersonal racism, the individual or internalized racism. There are so many forms of racism attacking the black community. It's hard to just pick one, but you hit the nail on the head with the structural, and you can't have the structural without the institutional one, you know, because they go hand in hand. You got the actual government itself is racist to black people. I spoke on this show before about Philadelphia. How is it on one side of City Hall, you can double park in the middle of the goddamn street? On the Italiano side of South Philly, but you can't do it on the north side of City Hall. There's just little small things. You know, our school system, underfunded, and then the white schools get the most out of that underfunding versus the black schools. So it's embedded into the structures of society. And then you have the institutionalized where, okay, this is just policy now. You know, we saw Wells Fargo got billed $1 billion because they are a racist bank and black people still go to them. $1 billion, the biggest fine from the Federal Trade Commission in history on a bank. Just imagine the redlining, right? Making sure that they give funding to small business guys and developers to come into your town and buy up your houses for pennies on the dollar, and then put them at astronomical costs, knowing you won't be able to afford it, and your taxes are going to go up, and you're going to get fall so far behind that you're going to get bought out or kicked out or some shit like that. So it's to the point where, like you said, you got to pay attention to these bills and these things that are being written, because a lot of them have things in there that's going to hurt you. You know, I mean, you know, just this COVID thing that Biden just signed. I literally watched a politician lose his goddamn mind because it's finally going to pay the debt off to the black farmers who won a case against the United States for structural and structural racism. And they won a case saying that they were getting screwed over by the U.S. government, and a federal judge banged the gavel. They were never paid. And Biden put in the bill to make sure they got their due because Trump refused to pay them. Paid the white ones, didn't pay the black ones. So not only is there a history of it, it's pretty much planned for the future of policy. And when someone finally steps up and say, yo, we can't do it that way, we have to establish peace by providing justice, then boom, here we go. They lose their shit. They lose their shit. So let's just touch up a little bit on how do we get it back, Queen? How do we get that how do we get that peace of mind, peace of life, quality of life, the overall peace back within ourselves and the community?
Well, first of all, we have to work on ourselves. That's for one, because you sure as heck can't be telling somebody else what to do when you ain't doing it. That's for one. For two, we need to become a part of the system. And when I say that, I mean get into the politics, you know, become the people that help make the laws, become the people who vote on laws, vote for the people who are looking for our best interests. And that's from school officials on up to the president, you know, everything in between. make the right kind of noise about the right things, you know, and let those things trend. But let it be a continuous thing, not only time every time, you know, when something happens, you know, because unfortunately the things we've been going through for so long, and it's nothing new, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon, because when something happens, that's when everybody stand up. And then they throw like a little bone, you know, a little shut up bone, and then they get quiet until something else happens again. This has to be something that we have to enforce and do, you know, every day. It has to be a constant thing. So, yes, let us little people work on within our communities. And we need the big people to kind of help us, you know, to help us too. We got to reach out to the right people. We have to apply pressure for those people to get on board. You know, you don't just want to do one little thing and put them on the spot and then they got a response, you know, real fast. Because that's how usually how it is. The right person gets attention to something and make a little noise, louder than the noise that we're making, and they address it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But then we don't follow up.
Well,
you know,
and that's the reason for that. Remember we talked about it last summer. There's going to be a lot of part-time activists. They're going to come out because Black Lives Matter was hot and it was popular and it was, you couldn't run away from it. It was in your face, or you're down with it. I don't hear you saying it when it ain't no protest. I don't see no t-shirts when it ain't no protest. Oh, that means you fell back.
Yeah.
You know, we have to get out of this part-time thinking of activism. You know, we have to get out of it. You know, it has to. That's a full-time job. When the chaos goes away, we stop being activists. When everything is just, we stop being activists. Ain't shit just. Cops still shooting people. Businesses, there's plenty of businesses out there that are still not treating us fairly, overcharging, not hiring, because still property owners are still not giving Black folks the same shape they give white folks. There it ain't, you know, that shit didn't go away. But the first order of business is get your mind right. That's why we say P stands for positive energy activates constant elevation. That's a self thing. That's something inside of you that got to, they say, cream rise to the top. You have to establish that within yourself first. Get yourself right. Once yourself is right and your mind is right, now you can be more effective in your community and to your family.
Yeah.
You can't do that on the status quo. You know, you just can't. You have to elevate. Hence, positive energy activates constant elevation. How are you going to do great things when you think like a bottom feeder? How are you going to do great shit when you acting like a crab? You hating on the next door neighbor or the neighbor two doors down because they got a new car. I hear y'all. Oh, she thinks she look cute with that fucking wig on. Mind your goddamn business. How about, let's start with that. Mind your goddamn business. That's a form of peace.
Yeah.
let's stop being petty. Doing little goofy shit. You know, this is a housekeeping show. We're going to clean. We're going to, you know, address ourselves because we don't do that enough. You know, we have to be honest. There's some people in our families, in our communities, ain't right. And we have to be okay with tossing their asses out in the street.
Yep.
We didn't try to say, how many times you think about it? How many times that messed up person, how many people and how many times has this person been tried to save? Someone tried to save this person, rather. And he's still there, still with the negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like they say, a snake can't be reformed. So we have to understand that there's some snakes in our community. We got a choice. We can let them stay there, or we can remove them, or we can remove ourselves away from them. Because peace of mind is not enough. Because I know I ain't got peace of mind.
Nope. That's why you hold people accountable.
Accountability. How the hell are you going to have peace without accountability? Really? Y'all don't want to be critiqued. You don't want to be criticized for your dumb shit. I'm thankful I have people in my life to criticize me, to tell me when I'm being an asshole.
Yeah. And when we talk about peace, we're not just talking about peace for yourself. We're talking about peace for you and those around you. Because some of y'all, of course, is content on how you are, because whatever bull that you're doing is affecting people around you. And you're okay with how your life is. But when we talk about peace, we're talking about not just for you, but the people around you. Your community, your neighbors, your family, your relationship. You know, when you're at peace, you're not going to the school acting stupid because your child ain't know how to act.
Accountability.
Yeah.
And you got to teach that to your kids.
Right. When you're at peace, yes. If the law enforcement is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, yes, you're going to hold them accountable, but you're also going to hold accountable the little knuckleheads that's destroying your community, that's selling drugs, that's hanging all around and fighting, robbing people. You're going to hold them accountable too. You're going to make sure the accountability is spread evenly. You can't pick and choose who you're going to make accountable for something. You're not going to pick and choose who's to blame for what. You're going to let the blame go where it's supposed to go, even if it's yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once somebody or something is called out, you got to do something about it. Okay.
Right. I mean, it's okay to take responsibility of a bad situation. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to our people. I don't know when we decided that we're just going to say screw it and just be wilding out, being petty, and just, yo, if you're wrong, say you're wrong. If your kid is wrong, it's okay. My child was wrong. Let me correct them.
Mm-hmm.
The ability, the power to refine yourself is key to peace. Because if you know you ain't living right and you know you ain't been doing right, how in the blue hell do you expect peace? The karma that's going to come back on you alone is going to be disruptive to your peace.
Yep.
All right, I got a question in.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Karima from Wilmington. And Karima's asking, please explain how an empath and peace go hand in hand and how it could corrupt the empath's way of thinking and feeling when he or she doesn't have peace.
Wait, repeat that one more time.
Please, she wants an explanation on how peace and empath go hand in hand and how their way of thinking and feeling can be corrupted when there is no peace. An empathic person that's speaking about.
Go ahead.
Oh, you ain't gonna take a crack at it?
Go.
don't got a lot of empaths in your life, I see, huh? yeah, they're falling out the sky over here. She's right. There's a few empaths on the line right now. You know, being empathic, you're absorbing in a constant, you're always absorbing someone else's energy. You're always absorbing someone else's vibe. So it is very important for you to be able to process that energy correctly because you need peace for yourself. If you're around a your best friend or your sister or someone you're around a lot is a negative-ass person, a disagreeable, I like to call them, and you're an agreeable person. Hold on one second. I apologize. I have an idiot that's doing loop-de-loops around the block because it's a nice day and it's motorcycle. But anyway, if you're if you are an agreeable person and you're open to other people's energy, protecting your peace is essential, or you will become a crazy person. Just imagine someone's going through something and you talk to them on the phone and you're listening and you're taking in all that they just went through, and now you have to help them heal, right? Then boom, you hang up and now you got your normal life to deal with, and you still got all that energy from the person you just talked to. You better hurry up and get to a place of peace, or you're going to be carrying the chaos of your own life and what you just heard from someone else, and now here you are all over the place.
Yeah, so, I go through that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Yeah. I go through that a lot because I'm the person that people go to talk to and help and, you know, build them up and everything else. So it's like, okay, now mm-hmm. I got to do it for me, but I got to separate, you know, what I just heard or felt for everybody else. So, yeah. So, I didn't want to say it. So, like, take it all, Hakel.
Yeah, it's, I'm the same way. I've been that way for at least 30 years now. You know, for some reason, people have always liked to come to me and talk to me, and they appreciate whatever insight I got. Why, I have no idea, because I'm a complete goddamn moron. But okay, I'll take the job. You know, but it's hard when you hear a story of someone who was sexually assaulted, or someone who's in an abusive relationship, or someone who's being bullied at work, or their kid is being bullied and they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And you hear that and you feel it because you immediately think to yourself, wow, that could be me. Or damn, I care about this person. I don't want to see them going through that. You know, so it's – and to avoid – the focus is to avoid reactionary postures. Don't want to do something because we're in our feelings. Because now if you're going to chase your feelings, you're going to be a running ass. Because feelings can go on and on and on and on and on and on. They go from one end of the spectrum to the other very quickly or very slowly. But when you're looking at the facts, like your mom came into the school, she went straight to talk to you, she needed to talk to what happened, how did what happened, okay, this is what we're going to do. Boom, out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Not know how, who felt what, no. No feelings, we ain't got no time for feelings. We're here to reestablish the way things are supposed to move. That's how you're supposed to deal with everything in your life. First things first, last things last. And the first thing is facts. Right? So once you establish what actually happened, now y'all can have a conversation on how to not let it happen again. Formula, you won't have a lot of chaos. But if you're going to discuss why they did it, why did it have to happen, I don't give a fuck why. What I do care about is it doesn't happen again.
Right.
That's it. It's not rocket science. We got to get out of this old drop your location bullshit. You know what I mean? That's what happens when people don't have the mental, emotional, or spiritual discipline to process a situation. Is where you at? Drop your location on site. You know, some of y'all have been living a lot. Some of y'all have allowed yourself to think a certain way, and you believe it to be right. You believe that the way your toxic ass has been walking around has been the right way to live.
Yeah. And then wonder
they always stress. Yeah. There's always something happening. History repeating itself. The definition of insanity.
No, something bad has to happen for them to wake up. Look, think about it like this. Prime example. Go back to around this time last year. How many people told you the 5G phones and the 5G towers are causing corona and it's going to burn us? And the dudes that they inboxing you with the videos and walking around talking like they know what the hell they're talking about. How many people told you that it's
cancer?
Yeah.
It was going to give us cancer. It was giving us the virus. And...
Telling you all kinds of things that you believe to be facts. Yeah, the president telling you, oh, it's going to go away. You had some goofy niggas that saying this is fake.
Yeah, it was a hoax. You know, this
was
the
hoax.
Government way to scare you. They're using the fear, the scare tactic. Are you scared now? Do you see it now? Is the reality has hit you now?
Yeah, it's called trick knowledge.
So many people that didn't take it serious that, look how much damage it had to do for some people to wake up. And some people still ain't woke. Some people are still just,
you know. It's trick knowledge. And trick knowledge is designed to counteract knowledge. Alternative facts is trick knowledge. Because if your mind is in chaos, your ass is in deeper shit than anything. Because your ass goes where the minds go. So if the mind is in chaos, where your ass at? So if you know, and this is the part where self-reflection comes in. When you get your butt up tomorrow and you look in the mirror and you determine how your day is going to go, because yes, you determine that. You have to ask yourself, is the way I'm doing things the right way? Now, if you're comfortable in it, that's fine. If it's working for you, that's fine. But some of you know the truth. Some of you know if this is the most productive way for me to live my life. I got things I want. Am I the one holding myself back, or is it somebody else holding me back? Because until you achieve, because those goals and those accomplishments and those milestones equal peace. You want to see a peaceful person? A person that's retired, they feet up. They didn't do everything they need to do. It's time to chill now. I'm on the beach, peaceful. Right? You want to get there, you got to grind to get there. You got to fight to get there. So, you know, some of y'all really got to really think about that. That's when proper education always corrects errors. When you know what you're supposed to know and it's facts, all the lies, trick knowledge, and bullshit fade away. And some of y'all would rather eat from the pot of trick knowledge and bullshit than reality.
Yep, and some of y'all in your own way. It's easier to blame other people to why things aren't the way they should be or certain things aren't happening for you. Because it's easier to blame somebody else. Yes, we got some challenges. Yes, we got a system that's designed against us. But some of y'all in your own way, because some of y'all do exactly what they expect y'all to do.
Yeah. It has to be. We just got to do things different. No more excuses. No more bullshit. It's time. Damn. What more do y'all want? I don't get it. What more do y'all want to see? This is not the same world that we grew up in. The kids are killing each other. 15, 13. They're killing grown folks. Just dudes in their 50s shooting up houses over 23-year-old girls. This is crazy.
Yep.
You know, there's women who are being womanized and abused and hurt. There's kids who are being affected and touched by parents or not parents, but friends of the parents or relatives. So that's where mostly it usually happens.
Yeah.
There's a cop somewhere stomping the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, you got people becoming parents and not even parenting their kids and not raising them and just letting them just, you know, oh, you got a little daughter so you could dress up.
Yeah, it's we got to stop. This is a call to action to put for you to get some work done, self-work, self-help. Because at the end of the day, the best person to help self is self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to correct those errors? You want to get shit some shit straight? Properly educate yourself. Subscribe to some positive energy. And mm-hmm. and just, you know, do what you're supposed to do, man. This ain't, you know, some of y'all just partying. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't enjoy life. Yes, we should enjoy life. But if you ain't putting in the work and all you're doing is partying, then you're limiting yourself. You're limiting your potential of who you're supposed to be. We'll call you when it's time to party. But in the meantime, the rest of us who are building shit, creating shit, making and manifesting our destiny, we're going to be over here. There's people who are working 2-3 jobs because they want to buy a house in the next year. They getting shit done. And then there's people planning to go to the fucking Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how they're going to pay rent next month, but they plan in Vegas this month.
I know. When that unemployment went out, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, when that STEMI come, I'm going to ATL. I'm going to ball out. Okay. With your funky ass
budget.
$1,400. Okay, go ahead.
Right. But you ain't paid your rent and your landlord is suffering because they're going through a pandemic too. So you have the money to pay, but you're not paying because you're told you can't move out. So now that landlord got to eat the cost of those bills.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yep. 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 It's to the point. You know, shout out to Miss Dopeness. She says you have to find self-validation, hold ourselves accountable, stop looking to others to be that voice. Find your inner monologue and listen to it. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
You know, it's power yourself to refine yourself. There's nothing, and before we get up, it's nothing. The greatest day of my life next to my kids being born was the day I got knowledge of self and I found myself. And it cost me more than I can explain in an hour-long show. But it was worth it. I would rather lose finding myself so I can gain later. You know, so now I'm in a new path to finding in this new world that I'm in and also the new world that I created for myself. So I got a lot of work to do, too. I'm not just talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself. Because if you truly know me, you know I'm a miserable ass. 90% of the day. So I got a lot of work to do, a lot of self-refinement. I got to build and appreciate some things a little more than I have in the past. Ain't none of us perfect. We can try.
Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with trying to be perfect, but we ain't there. We ain't going to be there.
All right.
We're flawed by nature. You know, but it don't stop us from wanting to do better. That's the point of this conversation tonight. Yeah, Queen. I mean, it's you know, I just get seeing the hurt and the lack of peace you know. And then when I do see the people who are at peace, they and I know who they are and I know their story, and I go, oh, okay, that's how you got it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but when you find your peace, protect it. Be careful who comes into your space and who you give your time and your energy to. But some people are just, they'll drain you, suck the peace right out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, they can. They will dilute your spirit. You can't, again, you have to protect your cipher. You know, you have to protect your circle. Who's in it? Who's coming? Who's going? You know, and you have to lock that thing down, man. You know, you got to lock that thing down. And you have to operate from a just place. You have to treat everybody good. Because if you want peace, you got to send the signal to receive the signal. You can't be a piece of shit running around talking about I want peace. You have to treat people fairly and in a just way. You know?
Yep.
All right, someone's asking, you got a request to explain the two fingers on the flyer and what's the difference between that and what is called the white man's version of peace. Someone's being an asshole, so I'll accommodate them. If you ever seen me in a picture, you see two fingers held together just like you see on the fly. The two fingers is the true Kemetic way of peace. The two fingers are together. The European version of the two fingers of peace is two fingers separate into a V. It's not really peace, it's victory. It's the hippies that turned it into peace because they wanted to say their way of life is the true victory way. So, no, that is not our people, our history. That is not our peace. That two spread fingers look like a damn V. No, it's too much distance. Today is the 11th, right? That's one and one. Knowledge is one. So you put two ones together, you get 11. They come together, right? And the 11th letter of the alphabet is K for king, kingdom, kings. So stands for. You know what I mean? We have to come together. No more separations. No more. You can't have true victory if you're separated anyway, right?
Right.
So, all right, queens. That's my gospel. I'm passing the plate
okay.
around.
I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. I also want to thank everyone for, you know, interacting us with our social media pages and writing in as well about the topic. It's Therapy Thursday. We'll be back for Talk Tuesday. Any last words, Hakim? Any shout-outs? Any?
Yeah, shout-out to Will Mack. Last Laugh, out now on all your downloadable and streaming platforms, your favorites, iTunes, Apple Music, all that good stuff. Go check it out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, and of course, shout out to everybody tuned in. Appreciate y'all. We love y'all.
Yes, and for sharing the flyers as well.
Definitely.
Okay. So that's all the time we have for today. That concludes our show for today. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.